Culture Vultures. Ha! Culture Vultures. Ha! Culture Vultures. Ha! Culture Vultures.
Hey!
Dímelo, it's your girl, La Loca.
Of course, it's Utopia here.
Mike Costarelli's here.
Yeah, I'm here too.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. It's all good.
And we are Pop Culture Vultures! Back with another podcast. Thank you so much for listening to us. Mm-hmm. Again, remember to share and comment below and
subscribe.
Like it.
Subscribe as well.
We want you to go to iTunes and subscribe and also rate and review the podcast, please. 5-star review, because this is a 5-star podcast.
Only good comments.
See, I don't know all the proper things to say. That's your job.
That's my job.
I'm just here to talk smack. So everybody had a good time so far since the last time we did a podcast?
Yeah, I feel like the week just like flew by like really quickly.
No, not enough for me. I need this thing to speed up because I'm leaving to LA.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky.
Right.
Lucky. Which,
you're covering the
American Music Awards.
The AMAs.
Yeah, which is, I mean, it's not really that extravagant, luxurious as like maybe the Grammys, but it's still a whole lot of fun. And I just talk smack about the company. Maybe we might not put that bad boy in. But yes, I'm going to be covering the American Music Awards. It's a lot of fun out there. A lot of artists come through, and I also get to broadcast live from there.
Oh, that's super dope.
So I'll be doing the red carpet talk.
Well, girl.
Fashions, miss, and hits.
Yes.
And acceptance speeches. Please wrap it up, people. Wrap it up. Yeah, thank God first and keep it moving.
Yeah. How many times have you done that before?
Oh, the American Music Awards, I've been here for 3 years, so 3 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Grammys once, BET Awards twice.
Which has been your favorite out of covering?
Ooh, I think the first American Music Awards, just because it was my first.
Yeah. Okay.
But overall, I think had to be my first time doing the Grammys.
Yeah. Ooh, the Grammys are such like a huge deal, at least for me. You know what I mean? Like such a huge deal.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of them. It's a mix of artists, and that's why I like it.
Because
one minute I'll be talking to Diddy, and then I get country artists, then I get a Latin artist, Prince Royce. Like I'm just like, yes.
Yeah.
But and then the most hood has to be, and the one that you want to fear for your life, probably the BET Awards.
That's what I need to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, honey. You got probation officers walking through there, too. Like, and I'm not trying to be mean about it because I started at BET.
Yeah.
But when I tell you, you have to be careful because they separate the artist. If they got beef, one comes in the morning and the other one comes in the afternoon.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, but sometimes it's like you can't control it. One decides to come at 2 o'clock, probably knowing that the other artist is going to be there at 2:30.
Yeah.
So it's like it's like you got to usher one out, usher one in, and then you're sitting there because you ain't got nothing to do with it. There's like 20-odd stations, and you're like, boy, don't you pop off in here.
Yeah, I would have some popcorn and some tea just ready to see what happens.
Oh,
so messy like that.
It's so crazy that like a network that's running an award ceremony has to actually take into account like these guys hate each other, right? Yeah. Is there a chance they might kill each other? Yes. Well, we don't want that anywhere near our award ceremony.
Oh, no. They invited in because it gives us something to talk about when we're in there.
That's true.
Sure. You know, like we laugh. It was, I think, was it Chris Brown? This last one, Chris Brown had problems with Migos, right?
Because
one of the Migos was going out with
Carucci,
or messing around, allegedly. And so we had to make sure that Migos, well, I didn't have to make sure nothing, but they made sure that Migos and Chris Brown were nowhere near each other.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah. And then Chris Brown, see, one thing though that makes me mad is that these celebs be picking and choosing who they want to stop to, which I get.
Yeah.
You know, we're not all into the caliber. I am, though. But it makes me mad because if you're going to come in there, talk to everybody.
Yeah.
That's your job, is to talk to each and every one of us. Because nowadays, 2018 now, social media is what's going to make you pop.
Yeah, well, obviously it makes or break you at this point. So you should talk to everybody. But also, too, I think we put a lot of blame on artists when it's actually their people that they work with. Because we know most artists are really nice people, but they're people that, like, their management and publicists, like, they're the dicks.
Yeah, true.
From personal experience? I've seen it myself. Yeah.
Like, I have to go to the label, like, yo, you know who I am. I better get such and such and such and such. But a lot of the times, the big name artists can say, no, I'm going to everybody in here.
Well, technically, any artist can say no.
Yeah.
If you want to, because they're the boss.
True.
But a lot of them just don't.
They just, because they don't know. They don't know. They want to make sure they capitalize on all their visits. So they'll be like, hey, I want to go to this table, this table, this table. But not knowing that, yo, social media, you don't know how much my followers are. I'm not saying that, and I hate saying that, because that's so like, ugh, do you know who I am? Mm-hmm. But you don't know whose followers are what. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if the person has one or a million. Touch everybody, even if it's for a minute. Tell everybody you got 1 minute. Countdown now. Make your questions important.
But you know,
sit with everybody.
What I notice about some artists is that they can't talk to strangers. So a lot of them, because you have to figure out like the time constraints, especially if the person is like presenting or performing or even accepting
an
award.
It's a day before the award show.
Okay. I'm gonna give you that. But also, in you know, people's defense, like a lot of people don't know how to talk to people that they don't know.
True.
So in my mind, if I'm a manager and I'm like, all right, there's like maybe like 50, you know, radio people here, and I know 20 out of the 50 and maybe 10 of them, like my artist is really, really cool with. I personally will go for the 10, and then if my artist is an individual who knows how to talk to people, because you have to realize like some people, they don't know how to do interviews and they don't know how to answer questions, like they just don't know.
But that's the publicist's mistake, because that's supposed to be media training.
For sure, also too, but it's not always the artist's fault, because I did an interview with an individual who literally, when I tell you, like he got out of jail, went home, didn't shower, didn't anything, and got on the phone and started making promo calls. And I was the first person that he spoke to after doing his bid. And yeah. I'm a newbie, I'm young, and it's a phone interview. And you know how phone interviews could go. They can be either really good or really, really, really bad.
Oh, yeah.
And they're bad.
The phone interviews are the worst, because there's no actual... When you're actually in a room with somebody, you can read people's faces.
Mm-hmm. You can feed off the energy. Yeah.
When you're on the phone, you really have no idea.
Yeah, no. You're on the phone, you just got out of jail, and you honestly just like, I'm assuming, because I'm assuming that if you want to at least take a shower, get a really good meal, possibly sleep in your own bed for at least like 8 hours, and then start making those calls. No, literally, got out of jail that morning, and I did middays. So I was on the phone with him, the first person to, like, I wasn't, I'm like, damn, y'all couldn't warm him up and let him talk to other people before he spoke to me.
Car, on the phone.
It was
who am I talking to, Utopia?
Yeah, it was basically, he's just like,
what is lady
and
from?
Everything was like, yes, no, or, you know, like,
he just got out of jail.
And I felt so bad after doing the interview. Like, I'm really horrible. Like, I really suck. Like,
no.
But I was young and I didn't know. And I'm just like, yo, I'm really bad. But thank God I was able to redeem myself I felt like I redeemed myself, because I interviewed him 2 years afterwards, and he came up to the station and we did like this whole big party for him and everything like that. And I was just like, you know what? I feel like I'm big enough to let him know, you know, how he made me feel on air and, you know, what it is. So I told him, I was like, look, bro, I was like, the last time I spoke to you, you had just gotten out of jail. And he started laughing. And he was like, and I was a real douche, right? I was like, yes. I thought it was me this whole time. And he was like, nah, ma. He was like, trust me, you was good. Like, it wasn't you. So I'm just like, now I know, you know. And he was like, my people were like, yo, you got to make these calls. You got to set things up. We got promos and blah, blah, blah. And he's just like, I just got out of jail. Can I see my kids?
Right.
Can I, you know, wash my ass? Like, whatever. Like, none of that stuff. So,
you know, I would say, hey, yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you allow these people to control you. But then when your career, and I hate saying this too, but when your career is falling down, you have time to talk to everybody.
Well, you know,
and
that's
you don't know how to talk though, right?
Yeah. That's
you gave that excuse. I'd be like, no. And I remember, I keep Rolodex.
Oh.
I keep some Rolodex in my head.
Do
I remember.
Do you hold a grudge?
I'm not gonna front. Yes. I like, because I'm super cool with everybody. I'm not like a Wendy.
Yeah.
I'm not like an Angie. Like, I respect the person. I'm not asking those questions like, yo, so who you sleeping with? Why did you cheat on this person? If you don't want me to ask those questions, if you don't open the door, I'm not going through it. I'm not going to ask you none of that. I respect you. I'm going to ask you how the sky was blue. Did you like the sky was blue? Because I'm not supposed to be here fighting for this interview.
Yeah.
You wanted to come talk to me.
Right.
Or you're here in this room to talk about music. You're here to talk about anything you want to. So I'm gonna be very polite, but be respectful. If I came here for you, you better be here for me too. Don't wait till your career is done, and then you want to tell me how the sky was blue and your kids ate a booger and how you cheated on the last girl. Sure. Or the last dude. Like, that, I'm not here for that. Like, what? But I remember, boy.
What's that expression they say? Be good to the people on the way up because of the people you'll see on the way down.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
I have seen a couple come down.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I think since we've been on air, we've seen a lot of artists, like, literally come and go. Like, just like, that's why I was a little, I'm not going to say skeptical, but I wasn't, when the whole Cardi B thing, like, it's like, I want to get excited, and I'm like, but I'm not sure what's gonna happen next year. You know, like, if next year this time she's still popping, then, you know, I'll be like, yeah, you know, whatever. But it is true, we've seen like a lot of people like come and go, like, and seriously,
it's bad. Mm-hmm. Now, if we could give media training right now, because I know there's artists right now listening to one of our podcasts, and we're listening to this podcast, and they're like, "But what? What do you? When you talk about media training, what is media training? Let's break it down for them. Like, this should be the podcast of media training 101.
Media train me. I'm an up and coming comedian. I have a foul mouth. We know that for sure.
That's fine.
But
he also needs to know his audience and when he, like, because if he's doing. That's the thing that annoys me. If you're on a radio station, like if you're coming to be interviewed by La Loco or myself, know that it's radio. Know that there's FCC regulations.
Sure.
You have to watch what you say. Yeah, there are loopholes how you could say things, but just be mindful of it. Like, I shouldn't have to be sitting here crossing everything on my body hoping that you don't curse. Like, know where you're at. You know, but if we're doing something on social media, do you 110%.
First of all, I would say for the cursing part, we're going to go through this media training.
Yeah.
It should be omitted. But if the station
omitted
is
omitted where? Everywhere?
In any.
What do you mean everywhere? I'm sorry.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You omit it when it's a live interview.
Okay.
A live interview on television. And on the radio.
Okay. I feel like if you know that you're coming somewhere where, and our experiences are different, I'm not trying to edit an interview after I'm done. That's just me. Call it laziness, call it whatever.
Sure.
If you know you're coming here, if you know that I'm going to interview you on WPLJ, like, you should already know a little bit about the station.
But the thing is, the only reason why I say if it's live, first and foremost, is because there is no editing.
Oh, no, do you guys have a delay? Do you guys
have a delay? I'm not pushing no delay. I'm cutting the interview off.
Yeah, right. You don't.
So, and that's, I think that's everybody around because they would like to keep their job. Maybe back in the day, a little bleep here and there, they didn't have a problem. But you want to keep your job.
Yeah,
but if you are, you know, be polite. Get to know the person who's interviewing you. And be like, is it okay that I curse? Because that's my shtick.
Mm-hmm.
If they say, no, it's going to be too much for me to edit, then don't do it. But that's a fair way of doing it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Do you think...
But if it's serious radio...
Yeah.
Or a podcast...
Or internet radio.
Show. Go ahead, curse all you want, because that's where your chance to be raw and be who you are. But you need to learn to edit when we're doing regular television.
Yeah.
Regular TV and radio, because they will lose their license and they will never let you back on.
Sure, yeah.
So that's number one. Keep that curse to yourself if it's live, and then be common courtesy. Do you mind if I curse during our interview if it's being recorded?
Right, sure.
That's professionalism at all.
Yeah, podcast,
at its finest.
Oh, can I say the bad word?
Yeah. No, you can ask before you record, hey, can I curse or not?
Right.
And they'll say, yeah, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I do. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I've never, like I said, I've been fortunate enough that people that I've interviewed already knew what the deal was. Mm-hmm. You know
these
what
are
I mean?
For new and up and comer.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay, my bad. I'm sorry.
Y'all. We were talking before the mics cracked.
Media 101. Yeah.
Taylor Swift, right? How Taylor Swift was somebody that came up through the label system. But she's a different type of animal, though. But the point is that they grabbed her like 15 years old, and they were just like, this is how you act. And like, this is your thing.
Well, you're easy to train at that age. When you're like, when you're like 30, something and you just getting a deal, you're kind of set in your ways.
Sure.
But you know what I mean?
That's what media training should be.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like every artist should do like media training 101.
Yeah,
like,
and that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah,
we're
like go through it. For me, I know you mentioned this earlier, like you're okay if if before the interview they're like, all right, this is what you can or cannot talk about. Mm-hmm. For me per se, like, I hate that, like, the restriction. So what I usually do is that I find a way to go around it and ask the questions. I'll give you an example. One time I was interviewing Katy Perry, and her people, before I started interviewing her, was like, you can't talk about the fact that she just got engaged to Russell Brand and their relationship. I'm just like, but that's the hottest thing right now. So why not? Why can't I talk about that? And, you know, and I'm for sure you told everybody else that they can't talk about this. So what I'm going to do is figure out a way on how to talk about it and kind of like get her to talk about it.
Right.
Versus me, you know, right. Because right. I know what I'm doing. So that's exactly what I did. Like, we talked about her new album. We talked about the music. We talked about a couple of things. And then I just said, you know, Katy, like, I've been a huge fan of yours since day one. And I'm so proud to see what's going on in your personal life, because it seems like you're really, really happy. Boom, that opened the gate for her to talk about Russell Brand and Katy, you know, her relationship with Russell Brand without me, you know, necessarily saying, all right, girl, so what color is the wedding dress? Right. Where y'all getting mm-hmm. married? When you doing it? I feel like, you know, as an interviewer, we figure out ways on how to make you comfortable enough for you to be able to talk to us and do that, but you have to give us a chance in order to do it.
Now, for a media training, if you don't want those questions asked, one, don't tell us what you don't want.
Exactly. That's true. Exactly. Yeah.
Don't tell me, because I'm going to find a way.
Don't,
like,
yeah, because
she was a prime example. Yeah, I'm going to find out.
Yeah, I'm going to figure out a way on how, and don't tell me I cannot do something. I mean, I know I'm a grown ass woman, but that's a little 12-year-old in me. Oh, you're telling me I can't do something? Watch me do it.
And we still won't lose our job.
Not at all.
Utopia, obviously that Katy Perry interview had to be a couple years ago, because mm-hmm. that's when they've been divorced for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But coming from personally from the digital side of things, we've done a lot of these videos for the radio cluster and, mm-hmm. and all this stuff for PLJ and for Radio 103.9, mm-hmm. where an artist has come in and something has come up that they didn't want to talk about,
yeah.
especially if it's related to the release of a new album, what have you.
Yeah.
And we actually have to go in and edit it out of the video or edit it out of the... Did you get in trouble at all for the Katy Perry thing because she brought it up? Or did the label go, all right, listen, I know that you didn't bring it up
yeah.
like that, but
no,
you know.
I didn't get in trouble because I did exactly what they told me to do, which was not ask her
directly,
because that's what I understood. Like, I listened to what they said. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the questions that you don't want to ask. So what I'm gonna do is that, like I said, it took me some time. It's not the first thing I'm gonna do off bat, because yeah. that to me is gonna show like you're giving them the middle finger. Mm-hmm. So what I did was, like, towards the end of the interview, I just, you know, like I said, congratulated her and said that I'm so happy that she's happy, and that opened the gate and I didn't get in trouble, and I was able to run the whole interview without, sure. you know, and it didn't ruin a connection with the label. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we actually got like a VIP package or something like that. It was the first time the station that I was working at got like this huge Katy Perry experience, and so obviously I did something right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, but like I said, like, I figured out a way to how to break the rules. It's like you learn the rules and then you learn how to break them without being punished for it. So that was that saying, like, you learn how to color inside the lines and then you color outside the lines, whatever, like yeah. that. So,
so Utopia is giving you the radio side,
right?
For the jocks,
yeah, right. For perspective.
Yeah, you're giving the jocks.
Because I feel like we need
so
media training.
Artist,
true.
Utopia,
yeah, I'm
the artist.
I'll be the jock.
Trying to coach my artists.
Yeah.
So, for if you don't like the questions, or you know there's certain questions, like I said, you don't want asked, don't tell them not to ask you, because you're gonna, as she says, she's gonna ask you anyway. What you do is you find a very polite way of saying, I don't want to answer the question.
Yeah. Mm.
You could give a little tidbit, because we love tidbits, but just quickly and shut it down. Mm-hmm. Don't be a dick about it.
You know, like, we should role play real quick.
Yeah, like, we can.
Yeah. We can role play. Yeah.
But, like, you have to remember just things that you have to, this is a job and this is a business. Even though, yeah, nowadays you have your social media, to promote things. To promote things, and you don't really need radio, but you do it at some point because we still play the record.
Yeah.
Right.
Social media gets it popping, but your artists still want to hear you on the radio.
Yeah.
Not your artists, your fans want to hear you on the radio.
Yeah.
They keep requesting for your song.
And you're right. Like, doesn't it blow your mind? Like, if we have a song in heavy rotation, people will still text and call in and tweet and whatever
and
about.
Then people want to say, request you keep playing the same
songs. It's like, no, nah, son. It's like, legit, people are calling to hear, you know, the same Ed Sheeran Shape of You. Like, mm-hmm. I remember, I'm like, yo, I just played this song, like, literally, like, you just missed it. Like, oh, can you, like, I'm just like, oh, wow.
Luckily, you'll hear it at the back end of the hour.
Yeah, right? You'll hear it in another 30 minutes.
Yeah, really. So, all right, we're going to do a role play just for an idea of when you don't want a question asked, but they ask you anyway. I'll be the artist.
Yeah.
I don't want to be asked about Mr. Tinder.
Okay.
Tinder is my man who I met on Tinder. Yes, mm-hmm. Swiped right. And I love him to death. But I don't like showing his face. And I'm tired of talking about not showing his face.
So,
and everybody knows this across the board. I do not show his face.
No, you're very good about that. The first time I saw his face was at the Radio 103.9 Masquerade Party.
Yeah.
And I had
there?
I was covering it.
You were taking the pictures.
I didn't see you.
Yeah,
were you there?
Yeah.
I didn't see you either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was there. I saw both of you, though.
Now we know.
Yeah.
You're very good about that. You're very good at that. You have this, like, storyline on your social media that's, like, Mr. Tinder here. But who is he? There's this big reveal at the party. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, let's do the role play. Are we both in on this, or are you just handling it solo?
I will. No. I want to see. No. Because we're supposed to be teaching. So okay. No. You're going to do it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because we're teaching.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. So we're teaching. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be your coach.
Okay, all right.
So,
I'm still me, right?
You're the artist, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're the local. What are you?
I'm the new host of a reality show.
Can I set up the scene? Okay.
Yeah,
so,
why don't you set it up? You give us the scenario and then we'll pick it up from there.
This is hilarious.
It's Monday afternoon.
Gonna be a long ass. We're going to have to split up this podcast of Media Training 101.
Now, mind you, as usual, we had a ton of stuff to talk about today, but it just went in this direction. So, okay. All right, guys, we ready?
Yes.
Scene one. It's Monday afternoon, 3:40 p.m., and La Loca, artist extraordinaire, popping number one song on the R&B charts. Yeah, she's doing it.
La, 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 la. I'm up for a Grammy, bitch.
She's from Queens, going to the AMAs for the first time, and she has this incredible relationship with a man that she does not really... She talks about it, but she doesn't talk about it, and she doesn't want to talk about it. And Mike... Oh, wait, is this a television show?
No, we're doing radio.
Radio. Okay.
And Mike is an incredible jock.
Thank you.
At a CHR station, of course, here in New York City.
I'm getting excited.
Born and raised in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire? What?
I'm giving you a challenge, son.
She's really working the
train. New Hampshire.
Yeah. I'm giving you our characters.
Okay.
And this is his second interview.
Oh, my God.
As an on-air talent.
Okay.
For WKRST.
WKRST.
You are really, you're really doing this. All right, come
on. Wait, that's five letters in the call letters.
Oh, it is? WKRS.
Yes. WKRS, so no T. Right.
I feel like that's a real radio station.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely could be.
Shout out to WKRS.
Yeah, I said WKRST. And this is a live on-air interview.
And we said Loca's got an R&B.
Yeah, she has a number one song on the hip-hop and R&B charts.
It's called Swipe to the Right.
She's Swipe to the Right, yes. It's about her relationship, but it's not about her relationship because she necessarily doesn't...
All right, I think
you
I'm
got
ready.
You got it.
And she's going to the AMAs
for the first time,
and
she's from Queens, and she does not want to talk about Mr. Tinder.
Okay, for the first time. Okay.
Action.
I think I'm good. And we're back on WKRS New Hampshire.
No. You have a radio voice. Your regular voice is so awesome.
Girl, it's not about him. It's about me
now. Okay.
Sorry.
Well,
did I radio?
You did the jock voice. Yeah. You had the
Casey Kasem just came from the dead.
Yes. So you said it's the Monday afternoon drive,
yes,
right?
Yes. It's Monday afternoon.
This is Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
This is not Casey Kasem.
This is a CHR station as well. So it's very, hey guys, it's Mike, you know, WKRS.
Oh my God. We got to do a radio breakdown. Like, oh my God.
It's just chill.
Listen, I was taught how to do radio by 60 plus year old white men.
Oh, all right. So we need for you to take in all this black, brown energy radio right now. That's
what you're,
yeah.
All right. That's fine.
Okay, go ahead. Let me be him.
I'm going to let you do it.
Media training for the artist. Yeah. So go.
Yeah. Sorry, so I can't do
go
the...
Go ahead.
You can do whatever you want. I'll just
do your boo.
Do you. All right, I'm going to leave you alone.
All right.
I was like, wait, hold on. Huh?
All right, silence, please. Okay. Silence, all right?
Oh, he's controlling the room like a jock is supposed to. Okay. Dead air. We have dead air right now.
That's a good point.
Dead air. Here's the program director.
I'm going to let you rock,
buddy. And we're back on WKRS in New Hampshire. My name is Mike Coscarelli. I'm getting you through your afternoon drive here. And I am joined in the studio by one of the most incredible talents in the country right now. She has a number one record on the R&B charts. It's called Swipe to the Right. She's joining me in studio. Everybody give it up for Miss La Loca. Thank you for joining us, La Loca.
Hi, Casey. Casey, everybody. Oh my God, you just gave me life with that voice. I love it.
Are we breaking character? Or
No, I'm in character. Oh, okay. So sorry. That's the type of artist I am, and this is how you're supposed to be. Have fun with your jocks, because that's what's going to make them relax, and when you tell them, it works even better. So oh my God, I love your voice.
Well,
you just gave me Casey.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio. We really appreciate you coming into New Hampshire here. I know it's off the beaten path, and there are no giant arenas anywhere near here. And you, with the number one R&B single. First off, what brings you to New Hampshire in the first place?
I'm going to be performing at the Sharon Stadium.
Okay.
And I am going to be just having a whole lot of fun, getting to know all my fans here in New Hampshire since I've never been here. And while I'm performing, or after my performance, I'm going to hang out here, and I'm trying to find great locations to have fun and, you know, post on Instagram. So what's some fun places here?
Some fun places. Well, we have the Cheese Factory.
Yes! I love some cheese.
Yeah, we have the Cheese Factory. If you go to Old Man Brown's farm, there's about 50 cows. On any given Tuesday or Wednesday night, you can see most of the population tipping them over.
Oh my God. Is that a real thing? They
do
tipping?
Oh, it's New Hampshire. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's usually what we do around here.
Oh, okay. Typically. Well, I'm going to be up in there with my Instagram. Make sure you guys are following me at It's La Loca, ITSLALOCAA.
Now, I did follow Loca on all the social channels. I did want to bring this up. Your hit record right now, it's called Swipe to the Right.
Yeah.
You're very active on social media.
I am.
This song allegedly is about your love life and somebody that's very important to you in your love life that you allegedly you've met off of a dating app. Am I right in hearing that?
You know what? The song is more about my fans wanting to be on the app and trying to find love and swiping to the right and finding that one. And I hope that if you do sign up for whatever app it is and you swipe to the right, you find the one that makes you smile. That's really what the song is about. It's not really about anything else. And when you see me on social media, you see me happy, it's because of you guys. Everybody in the picture is all my fans and my friends, just enjoying life. It's not about anything else but my fans, because that's why I'm here. If it wasn't for you guys following me on social media, I wouldn't be here.
That's amazing. And you're a couple days away from going to your first American Music Awards with a number one R&B single.
Yes, Swipe to the Right.
Yeah, Swipe to the Right.
Swipe to the Right.
And I love the harmonies on Swipe to the Right. I think it's really fantastic.
I know, you know what, for the remix, you should join me. Let me see it. Let me hear your Swipe to the Right.
So you go high, I'll go low.
Okay. One, two, three.
Swipe to the right.
Oh my God, I love
it.
I need to bring you. Why don't you come on stage with me?
I would love that. At the Sharon Stadium?
Yes!
Oh, my God. That's been a dream of mine since I was a little boy here in New Hampshire.
So let's make it happen. I will have my manager. I hate having to say this. My people will call your people, and we'll make it happen for tonight. Again, I'll be out there at the Sharon Stadium. Follow me on that social media, at Radio 103.9 NY. And remember that I do this for you. And thank you so much for having me on your show, Casey Kasem Jr.
Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a real pleasure. And we will be right back after this Cars for Kids commercial.
1-877-1-877. Okay, so
Utopia's literally over there taking notes.
Like, I had to, like, you know.
God, did I do that badly?
No, I'm actually really, really proud of you, because I know you've never done this before.
Yeah.
There was a little, like, some radio cliche things that you'd, but we've all done it, you know, and, like, but the fact that she didn't want to talk about her relationship, I love the way you answered the question, because you could have been a real asshole. Like,
see, but that's what the artists need to learn from.
Yeah, like, you could have really, like, ripped into him, like, yo, my people told you that. I don't, you know, like, you could have taken it in a different direction. And I love the way you handled the question. And you got in everything, Mike, that you were supposed to get in.
That's right.
All important things, because they do sometimes, majority of the time, they give you bullet points of things that they want you to hit and want you to talk about. So I gave you the bullet points, and you hit everything. So yeah. I'm a little proud mama over here.
All right.
And Loka, you handled that like a boss, like, which was exactly the way you're supposed to handle things like
this. Yeah, and that's what media training is supposed to teach the artists. Mm-hmm. Even the big ones, they don't want to answer, but from big to young, like to newbies, just find a way. You know they're going to ask you. You can't hide it. Just find a way to give them a proper answer to say, shut the fuck up. I'm not going to answer the question yet again. So here's my comment. I'm going to turn it around and ask you a question. That's what you do. A lot of times, turn around and make it about the jock.
Sure.
And they will completely forget about the question that they want to ask.
Yeah.
Now, if they continue to be persistent and you made a polite way of saying, don't ask me one time. And you could give them the eye, like, If they ask you three times, but at that point, you have every right to tell that person to go to hell and back. Okay. To stop the questions, because I already told you I'm not answering it. And nobody will be mad at you.
Yeah.
And that's one of the media trainings that there's a question you don't want to ask, don't tell them. Just find different ways of answering it. Because everywhere you go, all the interviews you're going to do, you're going to get that same question.
Yeah.
It's just going to be colored in a different paint. Yeah. But it's going to be the same question.
Sure, because everybody wants to get that.
Yeah.
They want to get salacious, the answer. They want to get the response. Yeah. And they want to do it. What I mean, as a jock, like, and the thing that I admire about other jocks, I'll give you an example. Jade from PLJ, we did a interview with Selena Gomez after Selena came out of rehab, I believe. And okay. Did you record that interview?
No, that was, okay. Yeah.
Well, long story short, it seemed like every other on-air talent who interviewed Selena was not asking the rehab question. Like, you know, like what initially, you know, because she kind of gave us an explanation why she went to rehab. But, you know, as a fan or someone who's invested, or if you just semi-like Selena, like, you want to know what happened so you know, could find out. Well, I feel like, you know, my coworker did an incredible job with getting that information out of her, because no one else did. And I was looking around for the interview because I wanted to talk about it myself to see if I could get, you know, the tea on what really happened. And Selena explained everything that was going on in her world that made her really need to go to rehab. And I thought that was phenomenal. Just the way Jade asked her, like, she didn't ask her, like, straight up, like, girl, why you went to rehab? Like, you know, she worked her way into, you know, talking about what was given to us, like, you know, the whole social media thing, taking a break and needing to take a break. And then Selena just went in, like, really went into the real reason why she went to rehab. So there are ways for you to open up an artist without, you know, asking the like you said, the questions that can necessarily just turn them off. Like, you can ask them, you know, in a way that'll allow them to open up themselves. So, which is cool. Yeah.
Hey, this is Justin B. Love, and you should check out my podcast, How to Survive in the City. This is a show where we talk to people about making it in New York City when you're young and broke. We talk to the people who have survived the struggle. We release episodes every Tuesday, so subscribe now wherever you get your podcast.
Another media training for the artist. If you want to break a story, that you like Taylor's, what is that? what's this Gomez chick you said?
Selena. Oh, Selena.
Selena.
Where's this Gomez chick?
Yeah. I mean, right now.
Gomez.
There's so much. Because I want, she, Utopia's taking care of the jock part of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I want to remind the artists who are listening, you know, if you do want to say it, speak. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But just pick and choose, I guess pick and choose who you want to, who you feel comfortable with.
Well, that's
speaking
what,
about.
Yeah,
it.
That's what we were talking about earlier, about how you were talking about how sometimes when you go to like these.
But do the interview with everybody.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So you're saying, like, know who to talk to, but give everybody a chance.
And if I were you, don't break it with the big jocks. Do something different. Break it with a small one, because that small one is going to pump it more, because it'll live longer, I think, with the smaller one than with the bigger jocks, because the bigger jocks got other big artists to talk about.
Yeah. Right. Katy Perry's coming in tomorrow.
That's for me. Yeah. That's for me. And I'm not saying other media people are going to agree with me, but I just personally think sometimes if you were to do it with Angie, she's only going to talk about it for 5 minutes, because she got Jay-Z who's coming in talking about Beyonce and the kids.
Mm-hmm. And the twins.
But yeah, and the twins, which the pictures were super cute.
Oh my gosh. Yes, you finally got it.
But you know, like, that's to me. You have to pick and choose. But also, if you're going to, hold on, I'm working at the same time, guys. So if you're going to say something of substance, what it really is, don't black out when you're talking about it. Be super nice with a jock and make it in your way. You control the conversation. You control it from beginning to end when you're going to make that announcement. Now, a training again, number three.
Yes.
Please, by all God knowing, don't come with an entourage to the studio. Like, we don't need all these people.
All right, wait. But what constitutes an entourage?
More than three. I'm sorry. You said more than one. I said more than three. But you have to think, like, there's probably going to be someone there for the social media aspect.
Sure.
You know, management is definitely going to be there.
Don't act like your manager can't post your pictures, because, you know, they do that too, that they're there to manage you.
But
it's because sometimes you get so focused on your peoples that the interview, I mean, sometimes they could still do both, but you want it to be about you. You don't want the jock being like, God, they got 5 million people in here. They're all acting up a fool. They're drinking in here. They're making a mess. It should be focused on you. They're not the ones getting the check.
Right.
They're not the ones having us talk about what's going on in their life. They're the ones that are going to make mistakes in your career for you, like a Chris Brown and his friends. Or what other artists with their friends? Meek Mills. Like, your friends are going to be your downfall. You need to keep your circle tight. Jamie Foxx, huge artist, came in here by himself. No, by fact, with one other person. One other person. And if anything else, he brought a security, and security was outside. But in this room, it was Jamie just him. And somebody else, one other person, his manager.
Well, and as an on-air talent, don't forget, like, you know, this is your space. And if you do feel uncomfortable with, you know, X amount of people in a room, like for me, like I said, my max is three. Me, the artists, and two other people. Like, I could deal with that. But, like, you're right. There are artists who feel like they can't go anywhere without their family in them.
But at least,
you know,
tell them to wait outside. That's my thing. Like, at least in the room itself, a lot of times radio stations,
what
or studios are small. And to have too many people in here. Like, as a media trainer, I would just ask you, just keep it to a minimum. Let's make it about you.
Mm-hmm.
And get, as much as you might not like the jock, get the jock to always like you. Because that's going to be a way for them to continue to talk about you. You ain't got to kiss our asses.
Definitely.
Don't do that, because we're gonna see that.
Yeah.
But if you're a genuinely nice person, by all means, continue to be nice. If you're having a bad day,
which you're allowed to have as an artist, like, you're definitely allowed to have as an artist. And because as an on-air talent, we have bad days as well.
But just say it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, listen, right now I'm not feeling right.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Let's just keep it, you know, they can't say, if you tell them, oh, I'm having a bad day because this bitch stole my car or whatever. No, just be like, I'm feeling a little under the weather. Find other reasons other than what it is to just be like, I'm having a bad day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if you're saying, I'm having a bad day because my boyfriend cheated on me, that's the first thing we're going for. And again, it reverts back to the beginning. You don't want me to talk about something. Don't give me the bullets for my gun, because I'm going to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one media training. Arrive on time.
Yeah. Punctuality is very important, because what you fail to realize is that a lot of, you know, we have 4 or 5 hours to do a shift, and we basically have every block, time block, you know, especially when it comes to talk rates. Like, we know, okay, I'm going to play an interview here, I'm going to play it here. And if you're like an hour late, that throws off the show, like completely right. throws off the show, especially if it's something that has to be done today. So time is of the essence, people. Like, definitely.
I had to cut that bitch off. My bad. Working here. We're doing it in a live studio right now.
We'll be as an edit.
I'm yeah, producing. You can edit that out. I just finished. Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay,
this
good.
Is a very clean edit.
Mm-hmm. So what was that part that you said you finished?
Time is like, it's really important. You know, it's something that you don't get back.
Another media training. Know when your album's going to drop. Know, you know, like at least have an idea of the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Know what you want to talk about. And have it planned out so that when you go to these interviews, you're not like, they just sat me here. You're wasting your time and you're wasting our time. Know about your album. Know about when it's going to drop, when you have a music video. Because if you don't want to talk about your album and your music, then you're setting us up, setting yourself up for us to ask you questions that you don't want us to ask you.
Can I give you credit for something?
What?
That I really, I produced the interview that you did with Tank.
Mm-hmm.
The live the video that you guys did. I'm sure you played it on
of course I did. Thank you. Yeah. Radio1039ny.com. That man is fawn as all hell. But I like him as a friend. I don't mm-hmm. like him as I don't, you know, once you become cool with the artist,
yeah.
I think they're that infatuation of you want their body on yours goes mm-hmm. out the window.
I was just regardless of that, mm-hmm. I was just going to say I thought that was such a good interview that you did with him, because you got him, you guys looked so comfortable together, and he knew all about his album. You did this thing where you asked him like specific moments of the night.
Oh yeah, like plan out my night yeah. for me with the songs.
You were like me and Tinder are going to go on a date, and you know, I want to play your album because it's like a hot album. Tell me what song I should be playing when I'm getting ready. And then he gave you a song. He's like, tell me what song I should be playing when we're driving to dinner. And he yeah. gave you a song. And
but he's a seasoned artist.
Right. But you also have to give yourself props as well. Because I was mm-hmm. going to say, from the, you know, on-air talent aspect, you should always be prepared.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be situations where the artist is going to come in and they're not going to know, and it sucks. They're not going to know what the real reason why they're there. But you're, you know, to be prepared, you're always prepared. Which is great.
True. But I think for that part, it was just, I'm not saying we're friends. He's just a cool person on social media. I'm not saying I call him. Nope. I never talk to him off a mic when we're here. On social media, I'll post a couple of the songs. But I'm just like everyone else, I am a fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that I would know what song. I would, if he didn't say it, I would have picked one for myself.
Sure.
But he does know his music because he cares about it. Some artists, their songs are written for them. Well, no shade to them.
The other thing too, like on top of him knowing, he played with you. Like you did this like
and,
bit.
Yeah.
And he completely played along, and it made for a great interview, because it was like,
again,
you guys were it was fun to watch. You guys looked like you had a good rapport together.
Mm-hmm.
He was successfully pushing his album the way you're kind of supposed to.
Yeah.
And I thought that I admired that from you. I thought that was just that was one of the better interviews I'd seen in a while.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate
I'm sure
that.
I'll watch one of yours soon too.
Utopia is a beast on the mic. I'll sleep on that effort right there, boy. But that's
I just
thing.
Felt that I'm like blowing smoke up your ass.
Trust me.
You don't need to. I know.
If this was 10 years ago, I'd be in a corner like, what about me? But I've grown, people, so I'm okay. If you're wondering, Utopia is fine.
Yeah, but Tank is, again, a seasoned artist.
Yes.
Artist, because he knows to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, because if you make it hard and you're super defensive, you're going to make the interview bad, and nobody's going to want to talk about your album.
Yep.
Yeah. You have to want us to talk about it. So just have fun. Go in there and be a goofball. If you have to get serious, then they know it's serious.
Yeah.
But go in there and have fun. Another artist who I appreciate that comes in is Demetria McKinney.
Okay.
And that's another media training that I want to give to my artists. Just like us as jocks, you want to be better? Sit and watch other artists do interviews.
Yeah.
Listen to them. Listen to Beyoncé. Listen to a Tank.
I love Beyoncé, but I would choose somebody else.
Well, okay. But I mean, if you don't want to answer a question, who's a good one? Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is a great, great, great
he
one.
He knows how to exit door left, yeah. right,
and
whatever.
I think Diddy is great too, because you can get Diddy to talk about anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just yeah. Learn to, you know, just watch them. Because I could go, we could go on and on, but bitch, you're going to have to pay me, all right, with this damn media training. And maybe we should have a person in here, too, for our next podcast who does real media training.
That'd sure. be nice. Like, that would be, that'd be definitely, definitely nice to have that.
So, just, if I could say anything, just definitely watch another artist and see how they control the interview. Even the best of the best jocks. Wendy Williams, I forgot who she did an interview with. She kept on asking questions, and that artist did not want to answer it. And they were ducking and diving like a Floyd Mayweather fight. ooh, if I could say do that. So let's do a recap of today's podcast, which was basically artists. Media training 101.
And we hope that, you know, if you're on air talent and, you know, you're aspiring to be one or whatever, that you picked up some good tips as well. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
One, don't tell us not to ask you a question, because we're going to ask it. Find a different way to avert the question when being asked. Two, don't come with a crew. That was mine.
Yeah.
Three, don't curse.
Yes.
Unless you know that you can. And
know
ask
where you're going. Like, that, to me, that's a big, as an artist, you need to know where you are going. Like, definitely know and ask questions.
And if you're on air talent, just try to not be in a market near New Hampshire. Because there's.
The cow tipping thing? Like.
No, you can talk about the cheese. The cheese is cool.
You got the cheese.
Did you say the Cheesecake Factory or the Cheese Factory?
No, the Cheese Factory.
Okay, I thought you said Cheesecake Factory.
They haven't gotten the Cheesecake Factory out there yet.
New Hampshire.
We're still waiting on it.
Know your music, arrive on time, don't bring a crew, and we'll have more for you in our next podcast. I so appreciate you guys for checking out Pop Culture Vultures
with Utopia.
Ben Mike Cascarelli.
And me, your girl, Aloka. Make sure you subscribe. Well, what is it? What's the technical words?
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Oh, yeah. Subscribe.
Subscribe on iTunes, please. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, on iTunes, and share it.
Yes.
Follow Utopia on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
At UtopiaBK.
And Mike?
At Mike Coscarelli on Instagram and Twitter.
And mine is at It's Laloc, ITSLALOCA. And soon I will be back on my vlogs. So follow me on YouTube at It's Laloca TV, ITSLALOCA TV. Que Dios me lo bendiga hoy, mañana y siempre. Which means that God bless you today, tomorrow, forever. Deuces.
Peace.
We're out.
Peace, y'all.